I don't know. Do you understand half of this immigration mess? I don't. And I have a son who is working with the U.S. Immigration Department trying to get a work visa so he can stay in the United States after studying there, and it's quite a few hoops. You know, that Canadian kid that pays thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to want to continue to work in the United States is kind of put at the bottom of the list. Well, anyway, I won't go any further with that. The Department of Homeland Security is now accepting employment authorization applications for certain H-4 dependent spouses of H-1B visa holders. H-1B is a guest worker who has been sponsored by an employer. In February, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Leon Rodriguez announced that in May, the Obama administration would be extending employment authorization eligibility to a category of immigrant previously ineligible to work in the United States, dependent spouses of H-1B immigrants. The DHS began accepting applications under the new H-4 employment rule, which was part of the executive actions on immigration President Obama put in motion November 20th. When the Obama administration announced the expansion in February, it anticipated that the number of individuals eligible to work with permits under the rule could be 179,600 the first year and 55,000 for each subsequent year. Last month, a group of former Southern California Edison employees displaced by H-1B visa holders sued the administration over the H-4 rule, arguing that it negatively affected their jobs. So, yeah, immigration is still a mess, that's for sure. And again, if you're a Canadian kid trying to start your life out in the United States, it's hugely difficult. And, well, I don't know. I don't want to sound racist, that's for sure. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.